5 years ago, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki set a rather lofty goal to end homelessness among veterans entirely by 2015. That meant any vet who wants housing will get it. So here we are, near the end of 2015. Are we there yet? For our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien checks in with Tampa's Athena House, which was founded to help homeless women veterans.
The Athena House sits on a busy Ybor City street. It's a restored two-story brick home. It was once home to World War I veterans and now houses up to 16 homeless women veterans at a time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morgan McEwen is the Athena program caseworker. She connects the women veterans with everything from bus passes to VA services because each has different needs.
Actually, it's sort of a mantra among the clients that the only thing we have in common is that we are all veterans. And I love it when they say that because it's usually the resolution to some silly argument.
The women veterans can stay as long as 24 months as they work to reclaim their lives, going to counseling, substance abuse programs, college, and get a job. Once they have an income, they pay some rent and are required to save money. Sarah Romeo is executive director of Crossroads, the social service agency that oversees Athena House, which opened 6 years ago.
Now, when I started this program, it was because I identified data that showed 300 homeless female veterans just in Hillsborough County.
She estimates they've assisted close to 700 women veterans since.
In fact, we have people that have called us since the day we opened from all over the country because this is a unique program. There aren't a lot of programs who are really focused just on the female veterans.
Romeo says the VA used to require women veterans to complete substance abuse programs before they could live at Athena House, but that changed with the VA's five-year goal of ending homelessness.
This is what is the dramatic shift. It's like, no, we don't care where you are, how many drugs you're doing, what kind of problems or situations you have. We're going to get you into housing first because we have to protect you. Mm-hmm. We have to get you in a safe environment.
That helped Navy veteran Jania Williams. The 43-year-old will celebrate her first year of sobriety on December 8th.
When I left the Navy, I didn't realize at the time how dependent I was on that structure. And I had never learned how to develop that for myself. So it's been a long, chaotic journey.
That journey lasted more than a decade and ended in a Manatee County drug court. But Williams' new path started at a drug treatment program and continues at Athena House.
I had no idea that I could build my self-esteem. I thought, okay, there's probably some addict thinking here, but I thought that it would be magical, like one day I would wake up and feel okay and I wouldn't have my problem with depression anymore and I would be motivated and inspired. But now I understand that not only can I build it, but my self-esteem doesn't have to be at the whim of my memories, my traumas, or even my emotions.
As for Crossroads Director Romeo, she wonders what will happen to Athena House when Hillsborough effectively eliminates veteran homelessness.
We need to be able to sustain what we've put into place if we really truly want to end not only veteran homelessness, but homelessness in total. And some communities have actually already ended. The entire state of Virginia has announced functional zero, and I'm really happy for them. But I have to tell you, the state of Virginia, I think, started with about 500 homeless veterans. We started with 35,000.
That was statewide in 2010. Now Romeo says in Hillsborough, there were 123 homeless veterans at the beginning of December. They estimate by the end of the month, Hillsborough will have a zero homeless veterans population. That means any veteran who wants housing will get it within 2 weeks. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Our next segment of Off the Base will look at another program serving homeless veterans in the Bay Area.